I would like to welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight from the Diversified Art Visionaries, or sometimes just called Dave, talking about the upcoming show called Red, Yellow, Blue, and it's all the primary colors. And with us today is Carol Estes, who's involved with the group, and she's going to tell us a little bit about the opening and some of the other things going on with Dave. Carol, welcome back to Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thanks for
inviting me. Hi, Carol.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit, well, maybe our audience hasn't even heard of Dave, so maybe just give us a quick thumbnail about what Dave is and how it started.
How it began.
Yeah, Dave is actually a regional group. It's a nonprofit of artists in the area of Northwest Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan. And we've been expanding out to the area trying to raise our profile with the community. And right now, one of the places that we're always revolving some art is at the Dyer Sherrillville Library and the Lansing, Illinois Library. So both those places, we always have some contemporary art, and we've been doing some other pop-up shows. And but Dave has been around probably close to 10 years or so with various objectives, and so here we are.
And it used to be called Dyer, you know, and then they changed the name to Diversified some time ago, the Dyer Art Visionaries.
Yeah, it was kind of based out of Dyer, Indiana, but they wanted to look to a broader audience, and we are diversifiedartvisionaries.org. So if you want to find a little bit more about our artist statement and group, you're welcome to check out our website.
And we'll hit that at the end of the show, too. And you also have a Facebook page. So tell us about the upcoming exhibit a little bit with the primary colors.
Right. We have an annual triptych show. This year it will be at Wild Rose Brewing Company in Griffith, Indiana. And it's a triptych show, meaning that we take three words and use them as three categories. And in those categories, we ask our artists to think broadly and create art based on those themes. This year, it's red, yellow, and blue, because those are the three primary colors. And that blossoms into everything else that we see. So it actually opens up a plethora of ideas for the artist to create with. And so that's what we have, a call for art. And the deadline for submission is October 21st. And at Wild Rose, we open up the show on November 12th.
Carol, I just want to clarify. So you don't need to submit a triptych. It's only the words that
Yes, there are. It's a little convoluted, a little bit. There are three categories that we will have awards for one for each category: red, yellow, and blue, and then a best of concept. And this year, our juror is Dawn Diamantopoulos, and she's an artist in her own right, and she has a BFA from Fine Arts from Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, and she's our juror, and she will go through and select. And the color is in the initial main theme is what people and the artists see using those words and how they complete their vision using those three words.
Excellent. So what do you have coming up beyond this show, which opens in November? What are some of the other things coming up and some of the venues that you're at?
Well, we're at the Lansing, Illinois Library, the Dyer Sherrillville Library, and we're actually just finishing up three exhibits this year at Lassen's Resort in Cedar Lake. And that's been a wonderful venue for us, and it overlooks Cedar Lake. It's a beautiful resort, and we've been fortunate to be able to come in and do three different exhibits in 2022. And so we're anxious to see when they reopen. They'll be closing for the season now, but when they reopen in the spring, we'll be anxious to be back at the at Lassen's Resort.
Yeah, we've interviewed them about the steamboat rides and what they're doing down there and historically. So they're really making that and that'd be a great venue and a whole new audience to expose to things. So
it is. It really has been a wonderful a venue for us, and it allows us some open creativity there as well because of the water.
Right. Now, tell us about some of your members, where they hail from. You said about how the group wanted to expand, started in Dyer, but now they're more expansive. So tell us some of the members.
Well, we have a good number of members. Our board includes Julie Miller, who does mostly alcohol inks, Tony Lipka, that does a mixed media and heavy things, and he is our head installer. He does amazing work helping us install the shows. Jethro Smith, who is also an artist as well. We have a good number of members that are also connected into with the other art groups locally. So it's wonderful because our members are also cross-connected with other art groups in Northwest Indiana. So I think that it just broadens all of our horizons to do. So
excellent.
So Carol, what are you personally working on right now?
Actually, right now, I'm getting ready to pack for, I'm at Highland Handmade, which will pop-up show that was coming up this week. The week after next, I'll be along the Mississippi River, and I'm also have a piece juried into the show at the Midwest Museum of American Art in Elkhart. That's a lovely place, and I'm just really fortunate to have a piece selected for that show.
And you're also president of the Area Artists Association in out of Lebesnik.
As well as the many hats that I wear, yes.
In the last few seconds here, tell us once again the dates of the submission, show, and venue, and how to get in hold of Diversified Arts Visionaries.
Red, yellow, blue. The call for art is connected through Facebook or also on diversifiedartvisionaries.org. The deadline for submission is open to anybody October 21st. The show opens at Wild Rose Brewing Company in Griffith, Indiana on November 12th.
Okay, thank you. That's Carol Estes from Diversified Art Visionaries about their new show, Red, Yellow, Blue. Thank you so much for coming on Art on the Air Spotlight.
Thanks, Bunches, Carol.